With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What a great call, Paulie. Sacrificed your own ditty for Joe Musgrove's song. Look at you.
It's my boy.
It's amazing. Title and artist. This is Vampire.
Tribal Seeds.
By Tribal Seeds.
It's going to become a familiar tune around Petco Park over the next,
yep,
hopefully many years. Certainly, though, for the next couple of years, as Joe Musgrove has established himself firmly as part of what is right now the best pitching rotation in baseball. Not even the Dodgers. Padres have the best ERA, aided by their bullpen as well, which has been absolutely sensational. We'll talk about that coming up. But you said you had some success in your Masters pools this weekend.
I think you could say that when you win 3 out of 4 days and you win first place. I'd say that's a pretty successful Masters pool. Was elated. It cost me $20 to get in.
I assume you had like Schauffele and Spieth on your roster.
I did.
I mean, not too many people picked Hideki Matsuyama, the eventual winner.
Nobody picked Hideki Matsuyama.
Did you have Will Zalatoris?
I did not have
Zalatoris. He was like my long shot. He's been playing so well. And if there was a story to watch in that tournament, I was fascinated by how well young Will Zalatoris, 24 years old, had no status on any tour a year and a half ago, and has worked his way not only onto the PGA Tour, but into the top 50 in the rankings in his very first major. No one plays well in their first major, especially when it's the Masters at Augusta National. And he looked calm all the way through, shot a 70 on Sunday, finished one shot out of a potential playoff with Hideki Matsuyama. That was really an incredible story that flew kind of under the radar a little bit. But the other one, of course, for San Diego golf fans is Xander Schauffele, this is not a criticism and it's not an insult, but it's kind of becoming the next generation of Phil Mickelson here in, you know, golfer from San Diego who gets a lot of close calls in majors, but is having trouble breaking through and winning one. Now, Phil got to his 30s before he ever got one.
Yeah.
Ended up winning a bunch. He had 3 green jackets. He's one of the greatest players of all time. It's not a bad, like I said, it's not an insult. It's not a bad comparison to be compared to Phil Mickelson, who has had a Hall of Fame golf career. Xander's ranked 6th in the world. He's played in 15 majors. He's finished top 10 and now in 8 of them.
That's phenomenal.
I mean, it's unbelievable how much success he's had in these majors, but it's always the close call, and yesterday was probably the most gut-wrenching when he pulls within 2 finally on the 15th hole when Hideki Matsuyama puts his ball in the water over the green and hits that great bunker shot.
What a questionable decision by Matsuyama. I mean, talk about there's 2 schools of thought, and if you play a lot of golf, and you know we do now, I do, and we all do on the show, you look at that, and of course, what do? You put yourself in their shoes, right? And you think, I've got a pretty commanding lead here. They always say you can't change your style of play. If you're an aggressive golfer, you need to stay an aggressive golfer. I'm sorry, man, but pulling out that a club that you hit 290 when you need 230 or whatever and hitting it in the water, you just can't do it. And he did it. So when Xander came up,
By the way, it was a four iron.
A four iron.
Four iron that he hit. He flew the green that was like 230 yards away.
He went 270 on it.
That's crazy. I mean, they're a little adrenaline, obviously.
No doubt.
Kind of pumping on the
caught
final,
it flush.
Final nine of the Masters and just caught it really well. Maybe got a gust of wind that ended up pushing it across. But
so Xander did the thing that happens to so many people. He hits the right club and he hits it perfectly. And you saw it. It goes up and it hits the literal wall of wind. And he said after the round, he goes, I had a perfect, perfect nine iron. It was perfect. I am not mad about it. It's not a bad decision by me. It wasn't a bad shot. I didn't choke. I had a perfect, perfect nine iron. It hit the wind. There's nothing he could do about it. I mean, in hindsight, maybe he hits a little lower and tries a knockdown.
Yeah,
but
he said that, you know, in hindsight, he went with the draw, and the better play there might have been the cut, you know, with another one more club, cut it into that hill and try to use the slope to bring it down. So, you know, he said he'll put that in the memory banks for next time. Yeah, he didn't shank it or anything.
No, it wasn't a choke job.
It really wasn't. He played very well. Honestly, it was the first four holes where he lost it, as opposed to the first five holes where he lost it, as opposed to the last three, when he went bogey three, bogey four, and then double bogey on five. And even on those holes, he didn't hit any huge bad shots. He kind of stymied himself with a ball that looked pretty good off the tee, but just went through on the right on five and ended up right next to that like hedge, and he had to chip out, and then he put it on a downhill bunker lie, which was impossible, made a double bogey. When you're already four down and you give up four shots in the first five holes, you shouldn't even have a chance. So the fact that he fought back with birdies 12, 13, 14, and 15 and got within two was pretty remarkable playing by Xander Schauffele. As for Hideki Matsuyama, yeah, he took a lot of the drama out other than there at the 15th and 16th hole. It looked like he was going to cruise to the win for most of the tournament. He's not the most dynamic of personalities. You know, he doesn't have a huge fan base, obviously, in this country. In Japan, obviously, he's enormous. But, you know, in this country, his win is probably not going to be revered or thought of all that often. But ultimately, it's good for the sport of golf, you know, that you've got an international winner, a Japanese winner for the first time at the Masters. That country is going to go nuts for him. I almost feel sorry for him, the amount of attention. He already gets so much attention from the Japanese media, which we've seen with Yu Darvish is, you know, notoriously can be to deal with. He's just going to get even more. And he is such, because of that, he's kind of such a shy and doesn't say much sort of personality. I didn't realize he was still only 29 years old, though.
Such a different culture. And yeah, I mean, I saw people yesterday on Twitter like, hey, show some emotion, man. I'm like, bro, it's a different culture. Like,
that would be incredibly embarrassing to his family.
To his country.
For
and
him
yeah.
To do
well,
that.
They talked about, Nick Faldo talked about it a lot on the broadcast. Like, hey, man, it's one thing to have like your dad watching and pulling for you. And, oh, I don't want to let my dad down. This dude, and they said it, and I don't think it can be overstated, Ben. He had the weight of an entire country. No Japanese player had ever won a major before, right? Right. And to go out and do it at Augusta under those conditions against that field, forget it. I thought it was brilliant. I had tears in my eyes at the end when he walked up. That's the rule. I think you have to cry at the Masters, because it got me real good when he was walking down, and then to see his caddy put the flag back, take his hat off, turn to the 18th fairway and bow, that was it. I was done. It was over for me. Bogus, Dad, why are you sad? I'm not sad. I'm happy. It was an incredible moment. An incredible moment. One that will live, you know, it's forever. You have that thing forever. And he's been such a good player to have that. Who knows? Who knows, Ben? This may propel him to be a Phil Mickelson type.
To have some of that pressure released, yes, knowing you've done it before. He could end up being a guy who wins a number of majors in his 30s. I think you're absolutely right, Woods.
It got
his
me.
Iron play was just...
Oh, my God.
Especially on Saturday, on the back nine, when he built that lead.
What did he throw up Saturday? 65?
Yeah. I mean, just it was almost all on the back. Just every
so
shot
stupid.
Was like going within 10 feet. I'm going, this guy is nuts right now.
I'm telling you, man. It was... Watching that, I can't believe how many Masters I let go by the wayside. Because yesterday, when the pods were playing, I'm like, argh! So I had the phone going. I'm feeding my baby, watching the pods on the big screen and the Masters on my phone. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed right now. It was awesome. It was just awesome. Xander was great. You know, there was so many guys I felt that had a shot. And he, you know, look, it's the pressure is huge. He didn't, I'm not going to say he tried to give it away, but I mean, geez, he missed the putt on 18, like the 6-footer that every kid dreams about and every 45-year-old man that plays, you know, at Twin Oaks, every time you're lined up over a 6-footer, if I make this, I win the Masters. And he missed that one and had to tap in.
Bogey, holy. Bogey, par, bogey finish is the, that's the nice way to back into your one-stroke victory.
Bro, I'm telling you, it was, there was more drama than there needed to be there at the end. And yeah, Zalatoris was a blast to watch. Play.
He keep an eye on him closely.
He's
all
of 145 pounds and hits the ball a mile.
Butch Harmon called him a one iron without a grip.
It's so true. He is skin
so
and bones. He's all Adam's apple is what he is. It was awesome.
So yeah, it was a good tournament. Congratulations, Woods, on all the money you won or didn't win that no one in your family will ever know about.
She knows. I had to brag. Right. She goes, "What's my cut?" I said, "I'll give you $10, half my entry fee." No, it was awesome. It was awesome. I love it. I wish that they would do two Masters a year now. Like, can we do the thing in November again?
Yeah,
can we please?
Double Masters.
I'm so in.
Don't forget, we've got a U.S. Open coming to Torrey Pines.
Come on.
Less than 2 months away now. PGA Championship is in between, though, so still got one more major before that. So, yeah, golf season is definitely not over by any stretch of the imagination. Baseball season's just getting started. Speaking of yesterday, haven't really discussed the win yesterday. We'll get to our Padres wrap-up of a 2-0 win over the Texas Rangers and the news on Adrian Morejon, the bullpen, all of it coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.